Moran, music from over 50 years ago.
Thank you.
Music by my guest, Robert Moran. You were just listening to Elegant Journey, a work from 1965. And in our performance, you heard members of Iowa Percussion, conducted by Dan Moore. And that was from another Innova compact disc, music by my guest, Robert Moran. Well, good morning. The time is 5 minutes after 10 on Wednesday, August 2nd, and you are tuned to WPRB, Princeton, New Jersey, community-supported independent radio at 103.3 FM or online around the world at www.wprp.com. Welcome to another edition of Classical Discoveries. I am your host of this program, Marvin Rosen, and am with you every Wednesday morning from 5:30 until 11. I am also with you now on Monday mornings from 5:30 until 11 for Treasures of Early Music. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I just want to let you know that I will be with you next this Sunday morning from 7 until 10:30 for a special edition of Treasures of Early Music, and do hope you can join me for that. We are listening today on Classical Discoveries to music by Robert Moran in honor of his 80th birthday. He was actually born on January 8th, 1937, and we are doing a Moranathon, a six-hour program totally devoted to the music by one of America's very gifted composers, Robert Moran. Well, Robert, welcome back. You can talk And again, as I want to point out, the incredible variety in your works, you know, unbelievable.
Thank you.
Just unbelievable. You listen to that very experimental work we just heard. And now we're going to go to something totally different that was written about 40 years after what we just heard. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why don't you take over and share with us a bit about that?
This is a piece commissioned by Alexander Hermann. For his chorus Christmas in Munich. And the premiere actually was a few days before the New York concert performance of the Juniper Tree that you and your wife were at. Yes.
Wow.
So that happened right before. He and his wife got on an airplane, flew to New York. We met them there. They went to the Juniper Tree performance and brought me this recording of that they just done because I was ill. I couldn't get there. Okay. So anyway, it was in the big cathedral in Ingolstadt, you know, which is about 15 minutes away from Bayreuth. It's in that Bavarian area. And it was the big cathedral of Meister Eckhart. This is his text. And he was introduced to me originally back in 1960 by John Cage. And because I said, why Meister, who is he? And he told me about this wild man and who caused such amazing commotion and wrote such incredibly strange sermons. And so I used this piece, There Stood an Angel, and it's for 10 brass organ and chorus. And it's you can hear the acoustics of the cathedral in this.
So we're going to hear it now. This is another one of those real beautiful choral works by Robert Moran, one of the recent ones. But it's funny because it was written in 2006, I believe, and it's 11 years old. You know, it seems, this is already old music in my mind. Sometimes.
Everything goes old, I guess. Everything becomes old.
But it's all, like I say, it's all in the mind. This is music by my guest, Robert Moran. There appeared an angel. That was the composition we just heard by my guest, Robert Moran. The work was written in 2006 and written for SATB chorus, 10 brass players, and organ. In our performance, we heard the Krismos Vocal Ensemble of Munich, the Grassauer Brass Ensemble, and they were conducted, or the whole production was conducted by Alexander Hermann. Once again, you were just listening to There Appeared an Angel by my guest, Robert Moran. Well, let's go on now and talk a little bit about your relationship with two people you referred to a couple times today, John Cage mm-hmm. and Janis Joplin. Mm-hmm. When did you meet Cage and what was your relationship with him? Tell us a little bit about him.
It was very funny because I always knew about John Cage and prepared pianos and things like that. And so when I was there studying with Apostle, along with his list of all the hated composers that he hated so much, Cage was, like top of the list. It was just too weird. And so I thought, well, there must be something interesting going on here. When I moved to San Francisco to finish up my degrees there, I decided to make contact with John Cage, who was out in Stony Point at that time with David Tudor and the whole group.
Yeah.
And so I wrote to him, and we had this correspondence going. So that was probably around 1960, something like that. But I never met him until I finished up my master's degree and went back for about 8 months to Vienna to do work there. And he came and did a concert with David Tudor. And I said, I've got to go back and say hello. And I did that. And he said, oh, we'll have coffee tomorrow. And so I had coffee with John Cage. And that was the first time we met face to face, but we'd been corresponding for 2 or 3 years. So after that, then 1964, I moved back to San Francisco after mm-hmm. that, Vienna, 64. And in 64, there was a big Cage Tudor festival. And John and David stayed with me for the 2 weeks that it went on. And we always had a wonderful time. And he always said to me, if you're going to be serious in composition, you are to always answer letters. Nowadays it's emails. Right. Always answer everything. You always have to keep pushing on it. That's the way it works. Yeah. And that was incredible information. Very always right. Follow every possibility. Mm-hmm. And that was John. And he introduced things like, as I said, Meister Eckhart, and told me about these wonderful people, Bruno Hauer, mm-hmm. the composer in Vienna. He said, oh, yes, I've Hauer. Oh, his music is so beautiful, and it's so boring.
And did he talk to you a lot about mushrooms?
We did. I moved up after I finished San Francisco. I went for 2 years up in Portland, Oregon. Yeah. He came to do a week of John Cage with me and my ensemble of new music at Portland State University. And John said, well, we've got to go out and look for mushrooms. We missed it by a week or so because, they come and they go real fast. Mm-hmm. But he decided we had to dig up dandelion roots. I had a bathroom fill up. It must have been about 4 tons of dandelion roots. And he baked this in butter in my room. And we had dinner on dandelion roots. That's mm-hmm. John Cage.
Wow, sounds exciting.
It was really fun, and it was so amazing.
Well, let's go to another one of your contacts. Talk about her a bit, Janis Joplin.
But I'd like to go back to the first semester with Berio.
Berio
at Mills College.
Okay.
Because as I said, that was his first visit to the USA. So it was all new. Mm-hmm. And he was very open and parties and what have you. But in the class were two friends of mine. We always had a great time. And a few years later, they became members of the Grateful Dead. So that was, mm-hmm. And then I moved up to the top of the Castro Hill, and around the corner from me, living above a laundromat, mm-hmm. was Janis Joplin. And she had a dog, and so we used to walk our dogs together, and we used to get together and have drinks and stuff like
really?
That. And she was very charming. We had a good time.
Great memories.
Yeah, really, really great time.
Wow.
And it was such an amazing time because I had, my classes of new music, experimental music, and opera literature at the Conservatory of Music. Mm-hmm. And so I would go to take the students to the opera. It was always done during the season of the San Francisco Opera. We'd go to the opera. We'd finish up the opera. It'd be at 10:30. I'd say, hey, Fillmore West is like two blocks away, and Janis is singing tonight or whatever, and let's go. There was no confusion. There was no, we went to the opera, it was all, it's great. It's another musical adventure.
Sure.
So we just flowed back and forth, whatever was available. And it was so exciting at that time.
Fun times.
Yeah, the 60s and early 70s.
Fun time.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
I had that new music ensemble at the conservatory with Howard Hirsch.
That was in San Francisco?
That was in San Francisco.
Yeah, I've read a lot about that also. And is that how, when you became close with Howard Hirsch?
Oh, we were very good friends.
And you still are.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I know. I do know. Well, let's go now to some more music, okay? This is a piece which I love, and I could not do this program without playing this. It's called Spin Again. It was written in 1980, and we're going to hear a performance of this for piano, marimba, harpsichord, organ, flute, and vibraphone.
Mm-hmm, this is sort of the rock and roll period.
This is the rock and roll minimalism like you have never heard before.
Okay.
It's a very exciting, and I tell you, some of these, the harpsichord really gives us a really nice flavor.
I met this group in Belgrade, Yugoslavia, when it was Yugoslavia.
Yeah.
And then a few years later, they did a concert of my works at Theater am Turm in Frankfurt. And then after that, they recorded this piece.
Well, I think if you enjoy minimalism and a real nice, upbeat minimalism, you will love this. We listen now to Spin Again by my guest, Robert Moran. Thank you. And it just stopped. You were just listening to music by my guest, Robert Moran. That was Spin Again. The composition dating from 1980 was just performed by the ensemble for Different New Music, a group from Belgrade. Music by my guest, Robert Moran. And that was called Spin Again. And I have to say, truly a very cool piece of music.
Well, thank you very much.
I mean, that was minimalism at its best, I have to say. And I think the instrumentation was so wonderful.
I think that was their decision.
You know,
I mean, I knew what they had, and I said that
you
should
had
work
to stand with some electronic keyboards.
Well,
too.
I did when I did a big performance in Chicago. I think there were 6 synthesizers, and they were cranked up to full volume. And that was quite an experience.
Wasn't there a thunderstorm during that?
A thunderstorm with lightning all around. Yeah, and the space we did this out there on the wharf area, it was quite extraordinary.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, this is great. Well, we're down to like less than a half hour now, and let's go immediately to Robert Moran's Elegy for a Young King. We hear organist Robert Ridgell on the organ of Trinity Wall Street. This composition by Robert Moran, Elegy for a Young King, was composed in 1999.
I should add that the Young King is King Ludwig II, who really had such a difficult life and was so influential and money-wise with Mr. Wagner.
Right, right. Anything else you want to say about
this?
No,
I think that'll do it.
Okay, we hear it. It's a beautiful piece and do hope you enjoy it. Music by Robert Moran. You were just listening to music by my guest, Robert Moran. That was his composition, Elegy for a Young King. The work was written in 1999 and just performed by organist Robert Ridgell on the organ of Trinity Wall Street. And that was an Innova compact disc. Well, Robert, we're kind of wrapping down. It's been an incredible morning, I have to say.
Well, thank you for everything.
It's
for
been
this.
Wonderful having you. We have had so much fun. And I think people have felt that while listening that we have known each other for many years.
Mm-hmm.
I think so, which has really been great. In fact, really quickly, I remember when I met you the first time, someone we both knew who worked at a record store in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to him about your music, and he knew you. And I remember shortly thereafter, out of the blue sky, I got a phone call on a Monday morning, and hello, this is Robert Moran. And I will never forget it, and that was about close to 20 years ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was a long time ago.
And that was Bob Bell at Tower
That's
Records.
Right. That's
yes,
right.
Yeah.
So that was the good old days.
The good old days, yes.
Tower Records.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I remember the first time you were a guest on this program, we went there when we went back to Philly and we had lunch at that wonderful little restaurant outside, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Like a half a block down.
Absolutely, yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Very quickly, Game of the Antichrist. Say just a couple of words about this.
Game of the Antichrist is a very early mystery play. And like Everyman, like they're doing right now in Salzburg, the new production of Everyman. But we're not quite sure who wrote these early works. And the most amazing thing of all, and I don't know if you realize this, and I noticed her recording here, you have Hildegard von Bingen.
Oh,
well,
yes.
She's much greater than just composer. She wrote theater works. She may have written Antichrist. We don't know. But she was extraordinary in presenting various ideas of the Catholic Church at that time in theatrical Mysterium Spiel, as they say.
Right, right.
And so we decided to do this new work based upon the Game of the Antichrist, mm-hmm. which is a very strange work. And yeah. so I had these, once again, in Munich. And we had Beatrice Mentz conducting the children's choirs. Then we had Alexander Hermann conducting Chrismos. We had brass ensembles. They were all over. We had solo voices. It was quite an experience.
Right. Well, let's just listen to, actually, because of time, just one section of this.
All right.
We'll hear the...
Number 14, I think.
The Stampede, mm-hmm. children's chorus.
The
too.
Children come on and start right. yelling at the public. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Well, we'll hear it. It's very short.
All
Music
right.
by Robert Moran. A brief excerpt from Game of the Antichrist by my guest, Robert Moran, and that was The Stampede, sung by the Children's Chorus. Well, I would like you to know that you can visit my website if you want more detailed information about any of the selections played today on this Robert Moran edition of Classical Discoveries. The address of my site is www.classicaldiscoveries.org. The detailed playlist, as well as the MP3 audio sound files for today's program, will be posted on my website by this evening. Also, if you have any comments or questions, feel free to email me directly at marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. Again, that's marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. Well, you have been listening to Classical Discoveries with Marvin Rosen and
Robert Moran. Yeah.
What can I say other than...
thank you, thank you, thank you. Wonderful.
This has been an incredible morning, and I'm looking at the playlist, and it's just amazing that your output and all the things you have written, and we just scratched the surface. You know, I think a 24-hour event would be interesting.
Oh, good Lord.
But your music is wonderful. It's so much variety and so much incredible, beautiful
stuff.
Thank you
so much, Robert.
And thank you so much for joining me and for coming down. And I am going to sign off today's program as I began it back at 5 a.m., with an aria from Desert of Roses. We listen now to Look Into My Eyes from Desert of Roses by Robert Moran. In our performance, we hear soprano Jane West along with the Piano Circus Band conducted by Craig Smith. Music once again by my guest, Robert Moran, and all of you, thank you so much for joining me.